I would definitely not call me a jazz singer, and I don't know if I call me a pop singer. Yeah. You know, yeah. I don't know. I'm just a dork.
Back in 2001, Norah Jones was playing her own style of music just for the love of it. Little did she know, a few million other people would soon come to love it, too. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Rita Houston here. It's always exciting to spot artists who are on their way to becoming household names, especially when they get as big as Norah Jones. It's been 8 years and 3 studio albums since Norah Jones broke onto the scene with a 5-song EP back in 2001. She's just released her 4th album, The Fall, and it features guest contributions from Ryan Adams, Acquaville River's Will Sheff, and guitarist Mark Rebo. But Nora's very first radio interview took place right here at FUV when the release of her debut full-length album, Come Away With Me, was still a few months away. FUV's Vince Scelsa asked Nora then about what brought her to New York City and to the type of music she's become famous for.
We sort of stopped right at the very beginning of your song influences, and we got Sarah Vaughan, Carole King, Billie Holiday.
Yeah.
Did you go through like a Joni Mitchell phase?
Oh, huge. I love Joni.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got close to the mic there.
That's all right. That's all
I
right.
love Joni Mitchell.
Did you have specific keyboard influences as you began to play more than just lessons?
Well, at first I love Bill Evans. And when I was playing jazz, I tried to sound like him. Never got that close, but I love him. And then now I like sort of the Floyd Kramer style.
You mean a little bit of that kind of rock
kind
and roll, honky tonk,
country
thing? Yeah, yeah.
I like that. Those are really the main two.
Can I ask you to do something else now then?
Yeah.
You want to do a cover?
Yeah.
You want to do somebody else's song?
We'll do a Hank Williams song.
A Hank Williams song.
Cold Heart.
See, I told you this. I told you this lady was eclectic, friends. A Hank Williams song.
I'm just from Texas. I've tried so hard, my dear, to show that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
To repeat, this young woman that you're listening to on the radio is, in fact, a young woman. She's 22 years old. You went to college for a while,
but
in Texas,
mm-hmm.
and studied music there.
Yeah, University of North Texas.
But for some reason, decided that wasn't really where your heart was.
Well, I came up here for the summer, and I intended to go back and finish, but I just didn't go back.
you came up here like to do a summer job or something, or an internship?
Just for fun. A friend of my mom's had an apartment in the West Village that she's lived at for 20 years, and so she's always said that she'd sublet it to me if I wanted a summer away from college. So that's what we did.
So you were seduced?
Evil.
Yeah.
What difference do you think that it makes if you give, or if it's you?
Norah Jones and her band recorded back in 2001 with Something Calling You. You'll find the complete interview and performance online at WFUV.org. Today's Take 5 was produced by Andrew Hirschman.